This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A bill that aims to allow DACA recipients to work in law enforcement is moving forward at the state legislature. It would ask the federal government for a waiver to let them carry guns as part of their jobs. Lone Tree Community Officer Jesus Olivas testified for the bill and said he feels he's a step closer to fulfilling his dream of becoming a police officer.
The DACA recipients in specific are a well-known group of immigrants here in the United States that both Democratic and Republicans can work with, and I'm glad that this type of a bill is able to help people like me become police officers.
The bipartisan bill heads to the House Appropriations Committee. If approved, it will go to the full House for consideration. An RTD board committee last night approved controversial changes to the transit agency's code of conduct. The code would ban people from riding buses and trains indefinitely. Critics say the policy targets homeless people, but RTD's chief of police Joe Fitzgerald disputes that.
This isn't a war against the poor and the privileged or the historically disenfranchised in our community. Some are going to make it seem like that. That's what I've heard. But the fact is that this proposal is about customer and employee safety.
The revised code will soon go to RTD's full board for a final vote. And a record-breaking season continues for Colorado skier Michaela Schifrin. She won gold today, her 13th medal in the Alpine World Championships. That's the most in modern championship history. When the skiers saw her finishing time, she collapsed into the snow with relief and celebration. Right now in Denver, it is 32 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.